Today we'll be Ezra should be learning the Falamadal of Masech de Erevin. The topics we will discuss include, first we will discuss the case of the Erev that is left in a bar and discuss how the halacha varies, depending on whether the surrounding area is Rosh HaYachid, or Rosh HaSarabim, or a Karmelist. The Mishnah Tav of Amud Beis discusses an Erev placed on top of a reed, and how we distinguish between a reed that is still attached to the ground, and one that is detached from the ground, and then stuck in again. In this context, we also distinguish between hard and soft reeds, both in Hilchos Shabbos and in Hilchos Klai. The Mishnah on the bottom of Amud Beis discusses whether an Erev that is locked in a closet and the key is lost is a valid Erev or not. Some of the key terms and concepts we'll learn about in today's daf include Rishus HaYachid Oila Ad L'Rikia. The entire airspace above Rishus HaYachid, all the way to the sky, is considered Rishus HaYachid. Similarly, the entire depth beneath the Rishus HaYachid is considered to be Rishus HaYachid. Klai HaKerem. The Torah does not permit planting any grains or vegetables in a vineyard. However, it is mutter to plant trees in a vineyard. Harkava. Grafting two different types of trees together, or a tree and a plant, is usr, similar to mating different kinds of animals.